Moses, I'm sorry, with Joshua and Caleb, came back with a report on what they saw. They went and came to Moses, to Aaron, to all the congregation of children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Now they started out with a real positive note. And they told them and said, "We came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey." Somebody say, "And money." "And this is the fruit of it." Now, I use that as a proclamation a lot of times. I live in a land that flows with milk and honey and money. They said, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites. The Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb steeled the people. The people started to get very nervous and agitated. But Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Give me verse 31 again. "But the men that went up with him said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" Verse 32. "And they brought up an evil report of the land. 10 of the 12 spies preferred what they saw to the promise that God gave them. They preferred what they were seeing with their eyes to the promise that God has spoken to them. And because of that, they brought up what the Word of God says, an evil report, a report of unbelief. Now, there's something about the tongue. Let me see here. This is real important. For some of us, more important than for others, because some of us have issues with this. I'm talking about the tongue. In James chapter 3 and verse number 6, "And the tongue," and I want you to study that chapter 3 of James. "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body." Your tongue will mess you up. I'm talking about your body. You can be talking about somebody else, but it's messing you up. "That it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." Now, these 10 spies, with their tongue, set on fire the course of nature. They chose rather to believe a lie, believe something other than what God told them. In other words, they decided not to believe what God said, and they opened their mouth in unbelief and started a fire. You have to understand, your tongue will start some fire. Your tongue can sink a ship, can start a war. Amen. Bring strife into your house, cause you to lose a job. Hello? Amen. Now, Eastside, you ain't exempt over here either. Your tongue. When it's when it's yielded to in the form of iniquity and unbelief, it strikes a match, it starts a spark, and sets on fire a course. It can set on fire the course of nature. And you know when your speaking gets all messed up, everything about you starts getting messed up. Everything was going all right for a while, but then you start talking crazy and spewing out anger and spewing out threats and spewing out all other stuff, and then everything starts following that because you set on fire a course of nature, and everything that you're saying is starting to come towards you now. And it says it's set on fire of hell. It opens portals, avenues, entryways for the enemy to come and start troubling your mind, troubling your flesh. He said your whole body will get defiled. Sometimes the devil will put sickness on your body because of how foolishly you talk. Say amen, lights. It's true. Your mouth, words you choose, stuff you talk about. You shouldn't give the devil the time of day. Listen, I'm not oblivious of a whole lot of things going on. I just don't pay it no attention. I don't give any energy to it. Why should you give energy to what the enemy's trying to do? You better give energy to what God is doing. Stop being so sin conscious. Be God conscious. If God be for you, who can be against you? The enemy wants to distract you and get you to talking. He sows seeds of doubt, seeds of uncertainty. So you start talking that way. God has given you dominion in the earth. You can talk your way out of foolishness. You can talk your way out of poverty. Hello. You can talk your way into blessing. Hello. It's important. These spies, at a very important time, let me tell you something. There's a crisis point. Anybody that knows warfare, there's a time in your life you have to say the right things. And I'm not talking about parroting something or making something up. I'm talking about what you have become. You need to talk from the right posture, the right perspective, and say the things that God says. Otherwise, it will not only impede, but sometimes it can destroy and divert you from your destiny. These 12 spies, if you notice, the 10 that said, we are not able to go up. In the next chapter, their prophecy was fulfilled. They died by the plague. Young, virile, strong warriors. Yet they died by the plague because of their mouth. Look at somebody, tell them right now, watch your mouth. Look at them again, tell them, watch it real close. These spies never, I'd say it this way, they never got out of the shallows, being governed by what they saw, governed by what they felt. Come on, it's time. Tell somebody, it's time to grow up. You can flip the script on a situation just by talking about it from another perspective until you get it in you. See, you don't get in life all that you want. You get all that you are. And you can dress up all you want to how you trying to talk in front of people. But how do you really talk? How do you self-talk? How do you talk when you're not using words, but it's thoughts in your mind? How do you talk to other people? How do you talk about situations? How you talk is a lot of times how you're going to see it. Joshua, let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. Keep this book of the law in your mouth. Meditate day and night, that you may have good success, and that you may prosper. Amen. Prosperity and good success and even health. You got to have health in your tongue. Amen. I said, you got to talk health. I'm not talking about that we're robots. No, you can become this. Why, if you talk negative all the time, how come you can't talk positive too? If you're always talking unbelief, how come you can't talk faith? If you're always doubting, why can't you start being one that believes all the time? Yes, you can. Tell somebody, flip the script. You want to get out of where you are or get from where you are, then start talking right. The tongue is like the helm of a ship. It's the bit in the horse's mouth. It's going to guide you. Amen. You hear me oftentimes talk about being at sea when you couldn't stand up in a storm and couldn't steer in a storm, and you put it on autopilot. And the helm, you see it spin. Hit a big old breaker. And it would, ain't nobody messing with it. It's on autopilot. Then back the other way, and then it get you. When everything calmed down, you'd be right on course. Wind's gonna blow sometime. Rain will come. The waters will get rough sometime. But tell somebody, keep the helm on course. Tell somebody, get out of the shallows. Learn to swim. These spies, they never got out. That, as a matter of fact, that whole generation never got out. They were left in the wilderness to die. Now, they made the wrong choice. Remember we talked about choice, not chance? Tell somebody, you choose. Amen. We choose. It's not by chance, but we choose. And it's very important that we choose right. Say this with me right now. I choose what God has chosen for me. I renounce. Any ploy, plot, scheme, or strategy of the enemy to divert me or destroy me in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.